under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion today as we face the issues. We're asking a question today. Will the presidential debate determine a winner? I'm pausing for you to ponder that. Debate is tomorrow night. We will do a full broadcast tomorrow at this hour. I'll be interviewing Congressman Mike Hill. We'll be talking about the upcoming debate tomorrow night, but I'm setting the stage for it today. Will the presidential debate determine a winner? As we approach our celebration, ladies and gentlemen, of Independence Day, July the 4th, I believe we must look at who we are, where we are, what we have achieved, and what we're doing as a nation. I believe we need to look at and ask the question, how did we win the race to the bottom so quickly in America? We must honestly ask the question, how do we get to where we are? How is it that our society is in a position today of moral ethics and values and the slippery slide decline that we're seeing? How do we get to where we are? What can we point to and say is the causative factor? Can we point to our leadership today and say that he is not culpable of where we are morally, ethically, politically, militarily in our nation? I believe that we can, in a summary statement, say that Joe Biden is absolutely culpable, responsible. The key pivotal point in the decline of America as we know it today. I don't see how I can say it any more clearly, but we're about to go into a time in this political season that the debate should show us what I have been saying for 3.5 years now. And what I've been telling us, if you can go back and remember some of the broadcast, I've been saying that Joe Biden will not be the actual candidate on the November the 5th ballot 2024. I've said that for over 3 years. Now we're hearing it from the political pundits. We're hearing that from the Republican strategist. We're hearing that from the Democratic strategist. We're hearing that today from the socialist Marxist media, that the Democratic Party is planning on dumping Joe. We'll talk about that in the broadcast today. And we invite your telephone call to join in the dialogue and discussion. Let's not forget it. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm reminded of Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe we as a nation, believe we've been in 4 years of mourning under the wretched, immoral, lawless, degenerate leadership of Joe Biden. Yes, I understand that the scripture says very clearly in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3, that we're to pray for. Verse 2 says, pray for kings and for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for our leadership, and I do. I pray God remove Joe Biden. God remove any leader that stands against you and your word. Remove any leader in America, local, state, and national, that will defy God as the sovereign ruler over life and living in our nation and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the Word of God, the truth book. We find in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus talking to his disciples, and he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the scripture is very clear, a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. Thy word, the word of God, is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Forever means forever. You can update dictionaries. You can update encyclopedias. You can update some parts of history. You can update some geographical boundaries in the lands around the globe. But you need not update the Word of God. It stands preserved forever. The inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I say to you, that is the source book of truth. Yet we live in a society that's fulfilled, I think, in the words of the secularist George Orwell, his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, and I quote, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see the detestation in the world today, and especially in America, where we find truth tellers are despised, rejected, removed from the prominent scene. We have those that tell the truth. Mike Johnson, for example, the Speaker of the House, he's being derided, defamed, undermined, challenged, chided, threatened as a result of standing on the Word of God and standing for truth. And yet we're a nation today that, according to the latest surveys, state that 55% of the millennials disapprove, disagree, reject absolute truth. I'm looking at the headline that states that. It says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Then the article starts out with Webster's Dictionary looking at and defining truth. Truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, the body of actuality, and the state of being the case of fact. You'd say the state of fact and not fiction. And the article states that 55% of the millennials believe that there's no absolute truth. Their statement, and I quote, each person determines his or her own version of truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that promulgating society today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And DeMint warns that truth is found only in the Bible, and he says, and I quote, the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. So what's the answer? What do we do in the quagmire and the quandary that we're in as a nation? How do we respond to all the barrage of things that's taking place when we see what seems to be, what appears to be, the fraying at the seams of America, the coming unglued of the foundation? And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation is to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can we do? How do we respond? What should be our response to what we see taking place in the Oval Office? What should be our response as Christians as we witness what is happening in relationship to the demoralization of a nation? The destruction of ethics and values, the destruction of the educational system. How do we respond to it? What do we do? Some have concluded that from a Christian perspective, we just need to keep preaching Jesus. Now listen carefully. I'm not saying that we ought not to do that. We ought not to stop doing that, but we ought to also continue to stand for truth. We need to be the watchman on the wall. Your leisure, go back and study Ezekiel chapter 33. The challenge there for Ezekiel to be the watchman on the wall. And I'll paraphrase, but God says in essence, if you warn the people of danger to come, their blood is off your hands. But if you fail to warn and danger comes, destruction happens, God says to Ezekiel, he would hold him responsible and their blood would be on his hands. And Ezekiel kind of wraps up that unit of thought. Ezekiel 33 verses 1 through 10. In verse 10 he says, how should we then live? In other words, the question is asked, should we be the watchman on the wall? Should we be mute? Should we be silent? Should we take a stand? Should we, as Christians, be fearful of what the government might say or do if we stand for truth? As Christians, should we be involved in what would be considered today, in today's lingo, civil disobedience? What should we do? How should we respond? We're going to touch on a little bit of that in this broadcast today as we think on this subject. Will the presidential debate determine a winner? It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe it's time Christians stand up, be heard, be seen, be vigilant, be visible, be vocal, come out of the closet, come out from under the bed, be salt and light in the society which God's placed us in. We need to stand today, perhaps as never before. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The top of that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question, will the presidential debate determine the winner? Ladies and gentlemen, are you planning on watching the debate? What are your thoughts in relationship to the debate? Should President Trump participate? I'll be honest with you. I said from the beginning I didn't believe that it would be of any value to President Trump to put himself in a position of debating with a cognitively depleted person that's going to stammer around. My personal opinion is, and I'll say this in advance, and I'll discuss it even more on the broadcast tomorrow, but I believe that Joe Biden will be not just as the medical community is calling it now. They're saying he'll be jacked up with some kind of drugs. But I believe he'll have an earpiece. I believe every question will be given, and it's given the behind the scenes through the earpiece. There will be the transmission of the answers, and he'll stumble and stammer and pause and wait as he hears what is being said and then just parrots what's being said through the earpiece. That's my opinion. I can be totally 100% wrong, but I believe that's the only way that they would risk Joe Biden in a debate. That's the only way they'd put him on the stage. But ladies and gentlemen, the overriding question that I have, how did we get to where we are? What caused us as a nation to race to the bottom rung of the ladder? What caused it? May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to ask the question also, the overriding question, can America survive another four years of Joe Biden? Love to hear from you. Do you believe that America could survive another 4 years? Do you believe that America could survive another 4 years with the race to the bottom that we've been experiencing? Do you believe that Joe Biden could lead America and we would yet continue to be a constitutional republic and a representative form of government? Do you believe that Joe Biden has been done anything, said anything to harm the office of the president and the state and the condition of our nation? Do you believe that Joe Biden can restore himself and change the trajectory and the direction he's going in if he's reelected for the next 4 years? I believe Joe Biden is not in charge, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Joe Biden in another 4 years. Listen very carefully. Barack Hussein Obama has been carrying out his third term in office without having to be reelected. Barack Hussein Obama, a usurper of the throne, Barack Hussein Obama that was illegally elected as president, Barack Hussein Obama that said that he would fundamentally change America, Barack Hussein Obama that had a illegitimate birth certificate that hit the news on a global basis, I still believe that that is a fraudulent document. Barack Hussein Obama behind the scenes with Valerie Jarrett, a in-your-face communist, that was the major advisor for Barack Hussein Obama, also advising through Obama, advising Joe Biden. Barack Hussein Obama has bragged about the fact that he's in touch with Joe Biden almost every day, either in person or by telephone. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're witnessing is the puppet, Joe Biden. The puppeteer behind the scenes, number one, the globalist, being carried out by the puppeteer, Barack Hussein Obama. Obama is the puppeteer. Joe Biden is the puppet. And anyone with eyes can see it, anyone with ears can hear it, the reality to admit that Joe Biden is not, hear me, Joe Biden is not cognitively able to make a decision. If he's not, if he does not know which way to turn on a stage to walk off the platform, if he cannot answer questions, if he cannot put a sentence together, who is it that's running the show? Who's making the decisions? Listen, I'd been saying for the past months and months and months that Joe Biden has instituted about 100 executive orders. I'm corrected. Joe Biden threw over 300 executive orders and rules changes has been dogmatically, single-handedly from the surface, with a dictatorial approach, ruling America. He does not see himself as being elected by we the people. He himself does not see that he is simply to carry out the and have the responsibility of honoring our Constitution and all that's therein found. He does not see that or recognize that at all. He's ruling by executive orders and by fiat rules changes. You've heard me say before, and I'll say again, it's not necessarily the letter of the law in a bill that is passed. It's the unelected bureaucrats behind the scenes that will interpret and draw up the rules and the regulations of carrying out that legislation. That's always the danger, and whether it is local, state, or national, that's always the danger. It's the enabling legislation that allows that legislation to be promulgated and carried out in the life and the work of the general public that makes the difference. And Joe Biden's been tweaking those rules and regulations behind the scenes. Joe Biden is not cognitively present. In fact, Joe Biden would not know in most cases, most days, what city is in, what state is in. He would not know whether it's daylight or dark unless someone tells him. Now, I say that with sadness because he cannot control his cognitive ability. But those that are his handlers, need to be charged with senior abuse because Joe Biden is being abused by his handlers. And to even think that there's the potentiality of drugging Joe Biden, in order for him to stand up for 90 minutes, putting drugs in his body that will make him look as though he is alert. All of the physicians that have analyzed Joe Biden in his State of the Union address state that he was, quote, jacked up, that he was on some kind of drugs to allow him to do so. What are your thoughts? How do you stand on this? You think we need to have a debate? You think the debate will be worthwhile? You think the debate will be rigged? Do you think that the debate will be lopsided or it will be equally administered in the 90 minutes? What are your thoughts? What do you think about Joe Biden and his track record for the past 4 years? The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That telephone number goes, the call goes right through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I'm looking at a news article from Matthew Staver, Liberty Counsel. He says, as Americans face the prospect of an increasingly weaponized government, ensuring financial privacy is pivotal. He goes on to say, the news hit the press that Joe Biden continues the race forward to his quest to force the central bank digital currency upon the American people. Quote, big government has no business spying on Americans to control their personal finances and track their transactions. The CBDC, that's the central bank digital currency, are designed to replace cash and make the central government your direct banker. In doing so, the government gets to control how and where every cent is spent, as well as spy on every single transaction made without any authorization. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're headed in part. I could spend the balance of the day talking about where we've been in the past 4 years, what Biden has done in the past 4 years, and what his plans are through his handlers for the next 4 years, if God forbid, somehow, some way, he is reelected to the highest office in the land. May I say to you, we need to be very seriously prayerful, saying, God, would you intervene? I believe in 2016, it was God's divine intervention that put Donald J. Trump in office. And I believe lest we have divine intervention November the 5th, divine intervention on November the 5th, unless that occurs, we've lost it as a nation, ladies and gentlemen. Why do I think that? Simply because I believe that right now the stage has already been set. The fix is already in. I'm told that out of about 19 million illegals in America, that about 2 million have already registered to vote. And if that 2 million, just 10% of them, cast a ballot for Joe Biden, it will swing the election November the 5th. Now, many of the blue cities, many of the blue states, have already started accepting illegal votes by mail-in ballots that's already been coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, several of the cities and states across America have passed legislation, rules, and regulations that allow the illegals to vote. We have had an invasion at American southern border through illegals that now will be in control of this election if the liberals, the Marxists, the media, and the socialists that are in control of the Democratic Party, if they have their way, if that's carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts? Where do you stand? 904-831-0917. Let's look at some of the things that Joe Biden has accomplished. What are some of the feats that he has accomplished? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you a headline and give you a little hint of where we'll go with that. U.S. Supreme Court accused of terrible crimes by the Biden campaign advisor. U.S. Supreme Court has been a hot topic lately. The left wants to burn it all down. Let's talk about the left. The Biden administration and the Marxist under his leadership wants to burn it all, i.e., the Supreme Court down. The article reads, because the Supreme Court's now been accused of terrible crimes by the Joe Biden campaign, James Carville warns of theocratic shift if Trump wins and replaces Sotomayor on the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a little bit stupid statement by a stupid, ignorant man called James Carville. He says, in a video released on Monday, Democratic strategist James Carville issued a stark warning about the potential consequences of former President Donald J. Trump securing re-election and appointing a new Supreme Court justice to replace Sonia So to my ear, Carville cautioned that such a scenario could push the United States toward a theocratic government. Ladies and gentlemen, that shows the hatred for God in those that are controlling Joe Biden and those behind him. This article further says, Carville did not mince words about the stakes that stating, quote, I can assure you, if Trump wins and his name names a replacement in the Supreme Court, the game is over. Game, match, set. There's no more Constitution. There's no more religious freedom. There's no more going to officially going to a vote. We will be living in a theocracy. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's as backwards as anything. But listen, what we see coming out of the socialist Marxist media and the Marxist Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen, they are what is called today gaslighting. The things that they are doing, they're accusing the Republicans of doing it. The things that they are doing, they're accusing the Christian. For example, mothers and fathers that go before the school board and challenge the immoral, ungodly teachings in the classroom, they're considered a domestic terrorist. If you own a Bible, if you have a gun, if you believe in God, if you go to church, if you pray, if you follow Donald Trump, if you voted for Trump, you're considered a threat to democracy, as they're calling it. All of the things that they are gaslighting the conservatives with are the very things that the left's doing and trying to say that it's we, the people, on the right that's doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, will the presidential debate determine a winner? What will determine the winner? Now, I'll ask this in advance. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden loses the debate, and only God knows how he could win it, but if Joe Biden loses the debate, a very serious, searing question: would the Democratic National Committee dump Biden and replace him with Hillary Rodham Clinton? Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that the past 6 months Hillary Clinton has come out of the closet? Have you noticed that Hillary Clinton's come out from under the rocks? Have you noticed that Hillary Clinton wants to be in some fashion, in some way, relevant today? She's inserted herself in the dialogue and discussion about the election. And now the very latest is Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, and they're collaborating about the upcoming debate and how it should be carried out. Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, the ones behind the scenes, helping to coach, to guide, to direct, to instruct, and to train Joe Biden on how to carry out the debate with Donald J. Trump. Why would Hillary Clinton be in that position? Why would she be doing that? My most humble opinion, Joe Biden needs to be careful of following anything that Hillary Clinton says. She has nothing to lose and all to gain if Biden falls on his face, and I believe he will. So, ladies and gentlemen, do we understand what's at risk on Thursday night, when this debate takes place? Will the presidential debate determine a winner? Will the presidential debate determine if Joe Biden remains in the race? Will the presidential debate be good for Joe Biden or good for Donald Trump? Will Donald Trump's mic be turned off when he's wanting to retort with something against Joe Biden? I say it will. I say that it's a fixed, rigged debate already in advance. I say it's an impossibility to have those that are hosting the debate that hate Donald Trump. It's an impossibility for them to do anything other than to stand against Trump. Literally, it's not one-on-one. It's 3-1 in the debate tomorrow evening. And again, tomorrow night, tomorrow's broadcast, we'll talk about the debate for tomorrow evening. But ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about, will the presidential debate determine a winner? Want to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come right back and let you give us your opinion, your thoughts on this subject today. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online.